This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Martin Gross, author most recently of National Suicide, How Washington is Destroying the American Dream. Mr. Gross has done more of his painstaking research and discovered not only was the deficit much larger than reported in the most recent fiscal year, but the U.S. is headed on a rapid collision course with exactly what is happening to Greece right now. And Mr. Gross, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me. The lies coming out of the administration regarding deficit and debt are getting worse each month. The most recent figure for a complete year was 2009, and Mr. Obama claimed that the deficit was $1.417 trillion. And now, I've been in touch with the Bureau of the Public Debt over the last 20 years, and generally the presidents do lie, but this is an exaggerated lie. The actual deficit turned out to be $1.885 trillion, or 30% more than announced. I called the Bureau of the Public Debt, went over the numbers with them, and I said, who's correct, Mr. Obama or Mr. Gross? And they said, you are, sir, as usual, because I've been dealing with them for 25 years. Now, how do they do that? Well, they take about seven or eight of the trust funds, from the pensions to the gas tax to the Social Security, and they take the surplus, spend it, give the funds a IOU, a piece of paper, which can never be collected because it becomes part of the national debt, and it just sits there, and so they record this in error, and the difference is so enormous that right now Greece has a debt to GDP of 115%, and they say this is catastrophic. Well, they claim the American is only 80%, but it's actually 92%, and at the present situation, which will be about $1.3 trillion debt each year for the next 3 years, at the end of the 3 years will be equal to Greece of 115% debt to GDP, but actually it will be much worse because during this three-year period, Greece, because they're being forced to by the European Union, will be cutting their expenditures, and they'll be down to about 100% while we're 115%. So basically, the only reason that's keeping America alive is the difficulty of other countries, so that they're buying our bonds. When they stop buying our bonds, the interest rate now, 4%, will go to 6%, and then our interest, just on the interest on the national debt, will be $1.5 trillion a year. When you compound that, it's catastrophic. And there seems to be no attempt whatsoever to cut the budget because they haven't even done a budget for 2011 because they're afraid to look at the numbers and announce them because they're probably as bad as 2010 and 2009.
But you've run the numbers, Mr. Gross. You found quite a few areas where you think we could cut substantial spending. What are some of those?
Well, number one, we have 15 cabinet agencies. We need 12. I've combined several of them, and we need a Department of Welfare, one of the new 12, and the Department of Welfare will save $300 billion a year because right now there are 86 different welfare programs. If you go onto the budget, you can't find them because they're hidden in six different cabinet agencies. These 86 programs total $700 billion a year, and $65,000 per family is spent. All you have to do is put in a computer system, which doesn't exist, where everybody who gets welfare gets tagged, and you make a maximum of, let's say, $40,000, and automatically you save $300 billion a year, and the people still get $40,000. What it is now is constant overlap, duplication, no computerization, nobody has any idea. Some people might be on 10 or 12 of the 86 programs and living very nicely without working. So that's only one of them. Then we should get rid of 20% of the federal employees, which you can do without firing anybody, just through attrition. It'll take 5 years. Each employee now costs $120,000 a year. The average American makes $42,000. The average government employee makes $71,000 with benefits up to the sky. And in addition to that, duplication. There are 1,000 duplicate programs. There are 28 programs for pregnant teenagers, 50 for disturbed youth. There are 163 for job training programs. They keep adding programs. Congressman passes them. Bureaucracy sets up a bureaucracy. Everyone forgets it. Goes up each year, and it sits there. There are some programs that are there for 80 years. And one important thing is the head of the Des Moines Federal Home Loan Bank Board said, I get these federal programs across my desk. I have no idea what they are. He hired Stanford Research. They found out there are 1,399 different federal programs just for the rural areas. And the report says almost all of them are not used. The costs go up. It's a total waste. And this federal government is the most dysfunctional in the history of the Western world, and it just keeps getting worse. Obama recently added 12% to six different cabinet agencies' expenditures when they should have been cut 12%. $24 billion on No Child Left Behind, and the indications are that it had no value whatsoever in terms of reading and mathematics. So what it is the federal government is a stage set. It's an absolute ridiculous situation which just gets worse and worse and worse with not only Democratic administrations like the present corrupt one, but the Republican administrations. Mr. Bush raised the budget 7% per year with inflation was 3%. So basically we're on a road to absolute disaster. We're going to make Greece look like a rich country if this continues for another 3 years.
Very quickly, since we're almost out of time, Mr. Gross, just how much smaller would the budget need to be in the next couple of years for us to keep our head above water?
We have to cut the budget, I would say, 10% per year for the next 3 years, and it's very easily done. As a matter of fact, they would spend $10 at Amazon and buy my book and just follow what I say in the last chapter, and it'll all be done quite easily. I've testified 6 times before the House and Senate on budgeting and waste, and every time they applaud me, and then they say they're going to change, and they leave, and they just continue and continue. The least patriotic people in the United States of America are the members of the Senate and the House, and of course, presently, the administration.
Mr. Gross, very interesting, very troubling news, but we thank you for bringing it to our attention. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much.
Martin Gross, the book most recently is National Suicide, How Washington is Destroying the American Dream. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.